Hello, and welcome back to the Knowledge Is Book Talk. Today we have my old friend William Boyd, who I've known since the 1960s when we were at school together, and whose books I've enjoyed since his first brilliantly successful debut, A Good Man in Africa. Not only is he one of Britain's most talented and successful novelists and a great storyteller to boot, but he's also a brilliant screenplay writer. And he passes what, for me, is one of the most important tests of an outstanding novelist. He's amazingly innovative, always up for trying something new.
Hello, this is William Boyd here, and the novel of mine that I've decided to talk about today is Brazzaville Beach, which was published in 1990. I can completely remember the moment of inspiration of this novel, not always the case, but I was taught at university by a philosopher called Stephen Clark, and his speciality was the rights of animals. And after university, I followed his work and I read the books he wrote. And he wrote a book called The Moral Status of Animals. And in this book, he referred to the chimpanzee wars of Gombe, as if everybody wouldn't know what he was referring to. I didn't, so I looked it up, and I discovered it was an account of an act of chimpanzee genocide that took place in Uganda, where a tribe of chimps split into two, and one half of the split systematically eradicated the other with complete viciousness and wanton cruelty. And I saw in this story of primates fighting each other, an incredible metaphor that would apply to us humans, because we are only separated from chimps by 3 or 4 degrees of DNA. And so I decided to write a novel about this chimpanzee war in Africa, having been born in Africa and having already written 2 novels about Africa. It seemed a natural thing to do, sort of. I began to research the primate world, and I discovered very quickly that the leading experts in primatology were women. Jane Goodall with chimpanzees, Diane Fossey with gorillas, Shirley Stroom with baboons, and Biruta Galdikas with orangutans. And then I had this idea that I had to write this novel from the point of view of a woman. Kind of daring, risky, but it seemed to me that the idea of writing about these chimpanzee wars from the point of view of a man was all wrong, given the situation in primatology at the time. And so I took the step of changing sex for the duration of the novel, and I wrote the book about a young primatologist, Hope Clearwater, who is studying chimpanzees in the wild in Central Africa. In fact, I made it Angola, a Lusophone country. And to help myself, and to, as I constructed the book, I decided to divide it into 2 halves. There would be a third-person half, which related Hope's marriage in England to a brilliant but tormented mathematical genius called John Clearwater. And then she reflects on this marriage while she's in Africa studying the chimps in the first person. So I was able to write about Hope from the outside and the inside, and in the hope that I would get this woman character right. And I think I did, because a lot of women reviewed the book and a lot of women have read the book and have told me that Hope comes across as a convincing woman character and not filtered through the lens of the male gaze. But it was a key moment in my novel writing career, a real risk, I thought, a risk that has paid off, because I've written from the point of view of a woman many times subsequently. And that's why the novel holds a place in my personal memory of my work, because it was a fork in the road and one that I took, and it has proved fantastically interesting and very profitable fictionally. The novel that I would recommend is one of my favourite novels, Pale Fire by Vladimir Nabokov. It's a book that I've often described as a unique novel. There's never been anything like it, and nobody has ever written anything remotely close to it. Nabokov's novel is very strange looking. It's a 999-line poem in rhyming couplets, and the rest of the novel is composed of a so-called scholarly assessment of it, a series of footnotes. And what makes it so interesting is that the footnotes to this poem are completely and utterly wrong, and the so-called scholar who's interpreting the poem thinks it's about him, but it isn't. Consequently, it's a very, very clever novel and a very, very funny novel and a complete one-off.